Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. Monday morning, so we always take this opportunity to take a look at what's happening with regard to COVID numbers, infections in the city. And to help us do that, Phil Rogers is here. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning.
So give us a summary. What's happening to COVID cases in Cambridge right now? And are there any danger wards that we should pay attention to?
Well, it's a little bit of a mixed picture in the last week or so. We have seen cases fall in the west of the city, but in most other places, they've been trending upwards, particularly in the east. And Abbey Ward has seen a little bit of a spike. So we'll hope to see that fading away over the next few days, but cases are definitely up in Abbey.
Mm. Do we know why? I mean, why Abbey Ward would be upticking at the moment?
Well, the numbers can go up with fairly small numbers of infections. If you get a large household and they all test positive, then that can actually show up in the figures. So it may just be a little localized outbreak, or there may be something wider going on. And the start of the school year is definitely having some sort of impact on the figures.
Yeah, we were going to say, I mean, it is now the return to school, isn't it? I mean, a lot of the students, the university students, are starting to head in as well. So we're saying that's probably changing things?
Yes, it'll be a while before most of the university students are back, but schools went back, I think most of them went back on the 1st. It does take a while for that to show through in the figures, but we have seen some increases, particularly in the under 15s. Their case rate is up a bit, but actually that's probably just because there's more testing going on.
Yeah.
And if you look at the percentage of tests that are coming back positive, that's actually been trending down a little bit, which is good news.
And that's it. I always find it strange. I know, you know, Mrs. Clover has been in school looking after some tests, and you know, making sure that all the pupils there get tested before the new term started. But I often wonder as to why having more tests actually changes the numbers, because surely the people who work out the figures for these things and do the projections have a reasonable idea of the direction of travel and as to whether or not, if you have more tests, you know, how to sort of balance that out in the figures.
Well, the figures are just telling us the number of people testing positive. And obviously, if you're doing more tests, you're more likely to find more cases, because the tests are never going to find every single person with an infection in the city in a particular week. But it does give you a rough idea of what's going on. But by looking at the number coming back positive, which, as I say, has been trending down a little bit, it's down from about 5% to 4%, that gives us a bit of reassurance that things aren't getting out of control.
Mm. And how does Cambridge compare right now to other parts of the UK?
Well, over the last month or two, we have had a higher rate, but that's kind of come back down again. So we're pretty much at the average for England at the moment. So not too dramatic in either direction.
What is the average rate at the moment?
Well, right here in Cambridge, we have about 42 tests yesterday. So that's kind of gives you a rough idea, and it's sort of between 30 and 40 people testing positive on an average day, and it does, so you have to work out the sort of population rate, and that is actually a little tricky in Cambridge because you've got the students coming and going, and the population figures are slightly controversial as well, because a lot of people move away and don't deregister and stuff like that. But right at the moment our case rate is about 270, and that's per 100,000 people per week, and that's kind of the standard way of measuring it, which is sort of roughly where the figures are for England as well.
Wow. Okay. That just sounds quite still relatively high, I think.
It is still fairly high, but there is some other good news, which is that the number of people in Addenbrookes with being treated has actually come down a bit over the last couple of weeks. So 2-3 weeks ago, there were around 30, 35, 40 people being treated, and some of those in intensive care.
Wow.
And that's actually come down over the last couple of weeks. And I think the latest figure was 21 on Thursday. So that's some more good news.
It's not the calm before the storm. I'm wondering if students and school children going back, is that likely to either directly or indirectly push the numbers up over the next couple of weeks in hospitals?
It's certainly possible. And I think the other thing the hospitals are going to be concerned about as we move into the autumn and the winter is whether we get a big flu outbreak as well, because if that comes at the same time as continuing COVID numbers, that could put the hospitals under a lot of pressure.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I was thinking that yesterday. I was going out for a walk and, you know, I'm probably going to go back to my office this week and, you know, the temperatures are dipping and it's a little bit cooler out there. And I was talking and I was just thinking, I haven't had a cold like for a year and a half. And I normally always pick something up. And so I was wondering, like, that's surely going to have a bit of an impact. Does it mean that I'm going to get a heavier? I don't know. I mean, we're all of our normal sort of immunity to these little colds and things, it's been shot to pieces, hasn't it? Because we've all been holed up at home.
Well, that's right. I mean, it is hard to tell what's going to happen. It's a bit of an unprecedented situation. But we had very little flu last winter because obviously we were taking countermeasures against COVID and that worked against flu too, so that really suppressed the flu. So with lockdowns gone, we may see flu coming back this winter, but I think it's more important than ever for people to get their flu jabs.
Absolutely. We've actually got a question here from Deborah. She's wondering, and if you can help with this one, she says, if I'm in contact with someone with COVID, how long does it take for a possible positive test for Deborah? So if she's in contact with someone who has got COVID, how long would it take for her to possibly get positive herself?
That's a good question. I don't actually have statistics on that to hand. I think it's a couple of days, but I don't quote me on that because I don't have a sort of a study on that to look at. But I think it can take up to a week in some cases, and it probably does vary a bit.
So it's one of those things where if you are in contact with someone, but particularly if you're living with someone who's tested positive, you take a test yourself, it comes back negative. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to remain negative, and you should continue to test yourself every couple of days.
I just follow the guidance, is what I would say. And it's very easy to get hold of lateral flow tests and do those at home.
Yeah, I think you can pick those up free at pharmacies and the like. Well, thank you very much for that, Phil.
Thank you, Phil. Phil, before you go, we always have our little question to get the old brain cells going in the morning. Wondering if you'd like to give, if you know the answer to this one. Have you got a few moments?
Well, I did. I heard it earlier on. I do think I've got the answer.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So the question was, the name of which material can be made from the Roman numeral for 50 and the name of a top value playing card? What's the answer, Phil?
Okay. Well, I think the Roman numeral for 50 is the letter L.
Mm-hmm.
And if aces are high, then a top value playing card is ace. So put those together and you've got lace.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Phil.
Thank you very much, Phil.
Not king.
Linking.
Yeah, I suppose you could go for that. But it's got to be lace.
Good to speak to you as always, Phil. We'll chat again next week. Thanks very much.
Okay, look forward to it.
Thank you. Bye.